Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Nice win for UH yesterday.
Man, that team is on a tear, and it's getting harder and harder to deny them. And they make it into the top 10 with the poll that came out today. You know, they were announced as a three seed by that the committee.
And that was before that win yesterday.
They announced that they're 1 through 16. So I think that there's a respect now that's going around for these Cougars. That's a good team.
Then I decided, just because somebody would ask us if we watched the AAF, I watched some of Memphis and Birmingham. And for everybody who's pumping their chest about the league outdrawing the NBA on Saturday night, the XFL did like a 10 its first game,
too. Yeah.
The bottom line is, for it to continue to do well, they're going to have to perform with the product on the field. And to be fair, I only saw the one game, and Christian Hackenberg was one of the quarterbacks. It looked like CFL in slow motion is what it looked like. I mean, it just, the quality of play was really, really bad.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. Missed the first 2 hours. Very sportsy. That's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. Well, second hour should be up any minute now. But you can go back and listen on Podcast Arena, as always. And no matter how you're listening today, whether it's on 97.5 or on the app or on the stream, or whether you're watching us on live stream, brought to you by Twin Peaks, thanks for tuning in. So
North Carolina and Virginia
underway. Was your any action on that for you?
No action for me. It was too close. The line was bouncing back and forth from pick to NC minus one. I leaned at North Carolina, but I didn't have enough confidence to make a play on them.
Okay. So can we talk a little baseball for a minute?
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Did you see Justin Verlander was very active on Twitter this weekend?
I did notice that.
If you missed it, he tweeted this out. 100 or so free agents left unsigned. System is broken. They blame rebuilding, but that's BS. You're telling me you couldn't sign Bryce or Manny for 10 years and go from there? Seems like a good place to start a rebuild to me. 26 to 36 is a great performance window, too.
Okay. Let's break this down a little bit, because there are some parts of his tweet are accurate. Some parts are wildly inaccurate. So 100, let's break it down. 100 or so free agents left unsigned. Accurate.
Okay.
System is broken. Accurate.
Okay.
They blame rebuilding, but that's BS. Okay. Now we're getting into a debate here.
That's an opinion.
You're telling me you couldn't sign Bryce or Manny for 10 years and go from there? Seems like a good place to start a rebuild to me. Let's think about this. We probably just got the best 6-7 year span that you'll ever get out of Bryce Harper or Manny Machado in their careers. How many World Series did the Orioles win? How many World Series did the Nationals win? So, no, taking a great player, and let's face it, the Orioles are more of the what you would be doing with a rebuild. You'd be building around Manny Machado, and like you could say that the Orioles built their team around Manny Machado. The Nationals, they put some legitimate parts around Bryce Harper. I mean, they went out and paid Max Scherzer big money. Steven Strasburg, they re-signed for big money. Like, there's that team was loaded, and they couldn't win. The Orioles, if let's say the Pittsburgh Pirates today said, you know what, we'll sign Manny Machado 10 years, $300 million. What would the Pittsburgh Pirates would be no different than the Baltimore Orioles have been the last 6-7 years. They'd be a middle of the road, often bad team. You can't rebuild by paying a free agent for 10 years. It doesn't work. Ask the Texas Rangers. They tried. It doesn't work. And they got the best one. They were stoked. You know what? We're going to build our team around this guy. And they added some pieces around him. But when you're a rebuilding team, you cannot rebuild around a mega star free agent. You got to find gold. I mean, you got to kind of like sift through some meh, like the Astros have done. The Astros went through some bad years, and instead of going out and saying, you know what, let's trade for Justin Verlander and then draft some guys and hope that they work out. No, they drafted some guys while basically having almost no star power on the team, and they lost a lot of games. Lost a lot of games.
For a long time. Let's not pretend that that was a short run there.
Nope. And then when they got serious, when some of those guys started to pan out, they got serious. They were like, okay, now let's go get Justin Verlander. Let's throw some money at this thing. That's how it has to work. You can either, I mean, if you're a team that's rebuilding, that's how it has to work. If you're the Yankees and you've got an unlimited budget, you can do it.
But even the Yankees don't have an unlimited budget anymore.
No, they don't.
They
found a smarter way to do business.
Yeah, this isn't 10 years ago when they would just spend whatever on just to get the best players. They're spending their money what they think is in a smart way, and so far I think it's worked. But they've also got some young guys that have come up to build around.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't go out and buy Aaron Judge.
No.
And I think that's, you know, and that's kind of the model. You've got to have some guys come up and be ready and then add to it. And I'm not so sure that 26 to 36 is a great performance window, but I don't think
that's the last part.
But I don't think it's unfair because probably 26 to 29, you're going to get more than what the guy's worth.
What they found
and then
is
maybe the rest you'll get less.
What they found is 27 is the peak year for Major League Baseball players. And this, what I responded, and I quote tweeted Justin Verlander's just so he would see it, and you know maybe he'd interact with me, but he didn't. Hmm. I said, the system is broken because player performance peaks on average at age 27. So in the current model, owners are asked to reward players for their past performance that led up to the prime age by overpaying for what's almost guaranteed diminishing returns, which it is. The system is broken because the guys between 20 and 27, that's when you should be making the most money. But the way the CBA is built, the longer you're around, the more money you can make. That's why the system's broken. The system's broken because, and I love Justin Verlander, but because guys like him can make so much money. And guys like Carlos Correa he had to fight to get $5 million a year out of the Astros in arbitration. That's why the system's broken. What's Alex Bregman's salary this year? That'll tell you why the system's broken. And then tell me what Josh Reddick's is. See, that's not right. These guys, when they're in their playing prime, should be able to make more money, because otherwise the owners are going to say, well, how often? I mean, and there's Justin Verlander is obviously an exception to rules. I mean, he's a guy who's playing at a absurd level into an advanced age. Most players don't. And if you're going to pay these guys for 10 years, maybe baseball guys or baseball players need to realize maybe it's better to sign 2-3 year deals and just keep proving it and keep getting paid off that. Because the big problem is no one wants to pay Bryce Harper or Manny Machado $30 million a year for 10 years. I bet they'd pay $35 a year for 3 years.
Yeah, if you're a team like the Astros, wouldn't you pay Bryce Harper $40 million for 2 years while this is your window?
This is your window, of course.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that's
$40 million a year, I'm saying.
Yeah. Just
blow it out.
Which is a crazy number.
But he makes $80 million in 2 years, and then he goes and signs somewhere else.
Yeah. If he can still play, someone else might do the same thing.
Yeah.
But
it's like the franchise tags. Guys want that, you know, they want that security blanket of knowing you're going to get paid for the next 10 years. But I do agree with some of Verlander's responses when people were kind of going after him about it. Some guy tweets at him, that's amazing. Someone defending Manny Machado, he's such a locker room problem, wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
And people say the same about Bryce Harper. Yeah.
Verlander said, when did you play with him? Fair question.
Yeah.
Then somebody else says, how about cheaper tickets for fans? Says, sure, but you don't see the tanking teams with super low payrolls dropping ticket prices dramatically, do you? Also fair. And this is one of my favorites.
He didn't respond to me. What the hell?
Yeah.
The hell, Justin? What's up, JV? Thought we were boys.
Someone says, didn't say anyone could do it, but no person deserves that kind of money to play a sport, which I just think, okay, that's silly. And Verlander says, so then where does the money go if the players who drive the ticket sales, TV contracts, jersey sales, etc., don't get it? Owners?
I guess.
And all these teams are making tons of money.
For sure.
But the average person sees these contracts and says, oh, that's ridiculous. But the reality is, how many people in the world can do that? Nobody questions how much friggin' Adam Sandler makes per movie now, which dwarfs anything these guys do.
Right.
But that's, you know, I think part of it is people feel invested in their teams because they do buy jerseys. They do pay $12 for beer. They do buy nachos. And so, yeah, they tend to get caught up in what a guy makes. I don't really like that. I think that's not fair to look at that and nobody should make that.
Yeah, I mean, they're the guys who are bringing in all this business, and they bring in a lot of business. So, I don't think it's not unreasonable. And does it seem like a lot? Sure, but it seems like movie stars make a lot of money until you realize that they put out a movie, and then we talk about, oh, the Avengers made how many hundreds of millions of dollars over the weekend?
Billions, yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, yeah, I guess maybe it ends up being worth it. But I think the problem is you're having to pay guys for what they've done, but you have to pay them for what you think they might do going forward. And in baseball, where contracts are guaranteed, that's a risky move. So if in the NFL, they don't have problems signing old guys to 5-6 year deals, long term contracts, because they know after two or three, if it's not working out, we can get out of here.
Yeah.
But in baseball, you're committing all of that money. So maybe, how about this, baseball guy? How about you, in next CBA, you guys say, okay, we don't need fully guaranteed contracts anymore. You're not going to do that.
No, because guess what football players want?
Guaranteed contracts. That's what everybody wants. But when guys are unwilling to pay 10 years until a guy's in his mid to late 30s, sometimes 40s, people are like, how can you not sign him? Look how good he is. Because, dude, I don't want to be paying this guy when he's 37 the way I wanted to pay 27-year-old him. It doesn't make sense. Albert Pujols, you think the Angels have buyer's remorse on that? Angels are going to be paying Albert Pujols until he's 50. Seems like. He might be 50 now. I don't even know.
Yeah, nobody really knows.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
But there's been enough cautionary tales. And someone asked me today, who's the long-term baseball contract that really panned out all the way through the end? And I was like, man, like A-Rod, you got a pretty good 7-8 years out of that 10 years that he signed with the Rangers. But remember, he renegotiated late in that with the Yankees and got traded halfway through that deal. So he didn't finish 10 years in Texas and have a successful run there. I mean, if you average out his 10-year performance, you wouldn't be disappointed with the results.
No.
But that was still in two different markets. They had they extended him to keep him past that, so they renegotiated his deal partway through. It almost never works with these long-term deals late into them. And I think Albert Pujols is a really good example of why you don't want to do this. Because Albert Pujols, when he got that money, he was probably the best hitter in baseball.
Yeah.
Now, it's like, do we put him in the lineup tonight? Nobody wants to be in that position, because then the owner's like, what do you mean do we put him in the lineup? We're giving that guy $25 million this year. He's got to be in the lineup every night. Yeah, it's a tough call, man. All right. You know what's not a tough call?
Pajamagram.
Finding something for your lady. Your lady. And they've got the Tempting Touch PJs, the softest pajamas ever created in the whole wide world. And that's a good thing to get her, because they're irresistible to touch. They're relaxing to wear. They're irresistible for you to touch. And when you touch and you're touching her and she's touching you, things go well from there. But remember, there may be, you may want something more revealing. They've got you covered there at Pajamagram. She may want something cozy that's going to be just for her. She doesn't want you touching her that night. They've got something there. She wants matching pajamas for her and the kids. They've got that at Pajamagram. They got it all. And guys, they do you right. You don't have to gift wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery by Valentine's Day. It's still guaranteed. Lock it in. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs today. Tell them AJ Hoffman with ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's Pajamagram.com.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about ProDunkHoops.com. Hoop sporting equipment, ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you find them. And these goals are the best in the world. ProDunk goals are manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment, and they're superior to any other goal in the whole wide world. The thickest steel, tempered glass backboard that's so strong, if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. They've got the rust armor finish, 30 years maintenance free. They've got a design to fit your home, whether you can mount it to the house, mount it on the garage, in the driveway, the backyard, you name it. You want a fully portable one, they've got the Bear. That one is fully portable. So if you got a picky HOA, you can put it down, bring it right back up the next day. No big deal. They've got tons of accessories, LED lighting, court marking stencils, custom pole pad lettering. So everybody on the block knows who's got the best goal. And you can only get them in one place, ProDunkHoops.com. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com, 281-351-9822.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, let's give something away to the people. It's 6:25, the 15th caller. The Harlem Globetrotters 2019 tour returns to Houston. You'll win a pair of tickets to see the show this Friday night, February 15th, 7:30, at the Fertitta Center at U of H. Or see them at one of their other performances and purchase tickets at harlemglobetrotters.com. So don't call till 6:25. And if you haven't had a chance to go see the Fertitta Center, this is a good chance to do it, because those UH tickets are getting a lot harder to get.
That's true.
And I think they've got 7 games left, I think, but only 3 home games.
I think something like that.
So, but here you can go see the Globetrotters, which always fun. 713-780-3776. Do you see Arian Foster's beef with Baker Mayfield this week?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Arian Foster at this point?
I think he's trying to troll a little bit. Yeah, he's trying to build his podcast up, right?
I guess.
And you know, that's how you do it. You go out and troll people.
I guess.
That's kind of what he's doing here, right?
If that's what you're into.
Well, let's be honest. You can troll people sometimes too.
Not really. I try not to.
You've been known to, not intentionally, I don't think, but I think he does it intentionally. Because that's how you get attention. I mean, that's the world we live in. And, you know, it wasn't even that much of a dig, really.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. If I were Baker Mayfield, I would have had something to say about fighting a wolf. That would have just been my instant comeback.
Yeah, it's like you want to break something down? Let's see how you like wolves. I'm Team Wolf in that one. Oh, did you see the Bengals in their search for... defense.
The Bengals were disappointed that Kareem Hunt got scooped up from underneath them.
Yeah. No, but their search for defensive coordinator, they're going to talk to Todd Grantham at Florida now. They're down to that.
Okay.
After trotting out some pretty big names at the beginning, Jack Del Rio's name came up for it, which would have been, I think, a good hire, especially with a young coach. But that's what they're looking at.
I guess I don't hate it. I'm with you, though, when it comes to hiring coordinators. I always like, if I can't get, you know, the young, hot prodigy prospect coach, which Todd Grantham's got to, he's got to be in his 50s, right?
Yeah, well, he's been coaching for a long time.
So let's say he's not that, okay? He's not the a young prodigy. Now, So my other – what I want after that is I want guys who are former head coaches who washed out.
Who were good defensive coordinators. That's why they got the head coaching job.
Wade Phillips.
Yeah. Romeo.
You got a young, inexperienced head coach in L.A. with the Rams. What did he do? He went out and found Wade Phillips.
Yep.
That's the way you do it.
and get a guy that, hey, you just run that defense. I can trust you to run that. Yep. Especially if you're and if you're a defense young defensive coach, do the same thing on the other side of the ball.
And especially because, I mean, Zach Taylor's like, what, 34, 35? Yeah. I mean, he's young. And then Brian Callahan's super young, too, the OC that they hired. I'd go find an old dog who's been there, been around the NFL a long, long time.
Somebody that you can bounce stuff off of. Although some of these young guys are always nervous about guys like that, too. They don't want somebody who might challenge them. And I think you need that, frankly.
Yeah.
I think you need that in anything. You always got to have somebody who's not afraid to tell you, hey, man, we might want to try doing this way.
Like Greg Williams would have been. Greg Williams obviously signed with the Jets, but that would have been a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, he's another good example. So, but that's, you know, people are different. They want sometimes you want guys that just because Sean McVay did it right doesn't mean everybody else is going to do it right.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, and time to talk a little Tri-Eagle.
Tri-Eagle Energy. That's right, guys. There's a lot of different offers out there, a lot of different energy providers, and you may have fallen for one of those deals. They might say, hey, how about free weekends? How about free days or free nights? You can fall asleep with the TV on. Won't cost you a dime. Or how about we give you a cash bonus? That's great. But you sign up for that, and then months later you find out, hey, I'm paying a higher rate than I signed up for. They're throwing these additional fees onto my bill. That's garbage. That's not what you want. Tri-Eagle, they don't do that. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. There's no gimmick. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriangleEnergy.com today. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE, or TriangleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
Texas A&M versus Georgia, college basketball, Tuesday at 5:30 on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Speaking of A&M basketball, tonight at 7, Billy Kennedy's Texas A&M Coaches Show, followed by The Boss and the Gloss at 8 p.m. You might want to turn on his mic.
Hey, now. There we go.
That's more like it. Yeah. All right.
If my headphones aren't on, it doesn't mean that I'm not here.
Oh, man. So I have this list that USA Today did of the top NFL free agents who could be available. Keeping in mind, most of these guys are not going to hit the market because they have Jadeveon Clowney number one on their list. I'm certain he's getting franchised at worst.
Yeah. I mean, technically he's a restricted free agent now, right?
No.
No, I guess the window hasn't closed yet, so there's nobody's a free agent yet, right?
Right. Nobody's a free agent until March 3rd.
Okay.
But if there is a stretch coming up where you can franchise and transition tag guys. So at this point, I'm certain they'll franchise him.
Like how certain? 100%?
89.6%.
Okay.
Which is pretty good. Le'Veon Bell they have on here. That makes sense. Nick Foles. DeMarcus Lawrence, they franchised him last year. So a second tag would cost $21 million. That might be worth it for 1 year if you can't work out a deal with him. And 14 and a half sacks in 2017, 10 and a half more last year. I'd be surprised if they don't franchise him for $21
million. Yeah.
Grady Jarrett from Atlanta will be a free agent, defensive tackle. Here's another one that I'd be surprised if they let him go. Oh, the Patriots do this with everybody, but Trey Flowers, he's 25 years old. You're not going to let that guy walk, are you?
I can't imagine.
I mean, Earl Thomas.
I think, well, unless the Seahawks are as petty as the Steelers, I think the Seahawks realize that the time with Earl Thomas is come and gone. It's time to move on.
Just let him walk.
And it sucks because he's a great player still, but
he's also coming off a pretty serious injury.
The injury, no pun intended, gives them a clean break.
You did intend that. Shame bell for you, sir. Frank Clark of the Seahawks.
Well, you can't franchise everybody.
Yeah. D Ford, which it sounds like the Chiefs are going to try to keep him, which they should. How about CJ Mosley?
He's got like to keep too.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if they let
him. You see, the Ravens said that they think Lamar Jackson is going to bring an influx of free agent signings to the Ravens.
I did see that.
Do you believe that to be true?
Yes, I don't.
No.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, but. I think Lamar Jackson held his own, but I don't think, well,
I just think the most jury's quarterbacks still out.
Year two, there's a regression.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much worse he could be as a passer than he is right now.
If you told me guys wanted to play with Pat Mahomes or Deshaun
Watson.
That's
a different conversation. Yeah, I don't know that Lamar Jackson.
Maybe even
in
Baker
that
Mayfield. I mean, but yeah, I don't put him in that yet.
I think there's too many question marks on Lamar Jackson for anybody to be that thrilled about playing with the guy.
Yeah, but that's what you got to say.
I guess.
Ha-ha Clinton Dix.
Meh.
Mm.
Meh.
Preston Smith, Washington.
Meh.
Brandon Graham.
This guy, I mean, do you think Brandon Graham walks?
I think they keep him.
I tend to think so as well.
You know what I'm not seeing on this list?
I don't know what the Eagles are a confusing thing because almost everything is tied to, you know, like their quarterback situation, right?
Yeah. Here's the first offensive lineman on the list, and it's a center, Matt Paradise.
Texans have the fifth best center in the AFC South. Yeah, what good would he do them?
I think he might edge him out for fifth. There's no question.
Definitely cooler name.
Yeah. Ndamukong Suh, do anything for you?
Yeah.
Can still play.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Rams are going to try to keep him, but that may be tough. They're tight on the cap. Landon Collins?
Good player still.
I still like, he's only 25 years old.
Yeah.
Mark Ingram? 29 years old.
Pass for me.
Teddy Bridgewater.
For what the price will be, pass for me. Like, people are still wanting to give that guy money like he's proven himself to be a good NFL quarterback, yeah. And he hasn't.
Golden Tate?
I think Golden Tate can still play.
Yeah. So, that's your list of guys. Not a whole lot of them there.
Not a whole lot that could help the Texans.
Mm. 713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze on a quick call from Jason. What's up, Jason?
Hello?
Hey, Sports.
Yeah, this is Jason. Hey, man, we could pick up Golden Tate. That would be good for the Texans. And why didn't we go get Kareem Hunt? That's foolish, man.
Well, you know why the Texans didn't go get Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, and there's no indication that Kareem Hunt wanted to be here. And for, you know, that's the other thing, even if they had wanted him.
Yeah.
So there'll be other opportunities for running backs, and that's not a guy the Texans were going to take.
I mean, would I have liked to see it? Yeah.
Well, we talked about it.
Would I have paid Kareem Hunt than Le'Veon Bell? Absolutely.
Yeah. 100%. Because I would have paid him a lot less than what I'm going to pay Le'Veon Bell. But,
and he's younger.
Yeah, well. But, I mean, I'm not going to fault them for not being the team that wanted to do that either.
Yeah.
And because, besides, we don't know what his suspension's going to be. He is going to get suspended.
No
doubt. He's going to miss some games.
But that wouldn't help to have a guy like Lamar Miller already in the fold to...
Well, if you're going to sign one of these guys, I'm thinking you're cutting Lamar Miller.
I'm thinking if you signed Kareem Hunt, you'd hold on to Lamar Miller until Kareem Hunt could play.
I think, you know, yeah, maybe. But I suspect if they go after another...
If they sign a guy who can play tomorrow, then yeah.
Yeah, if it's Le'Veon Bell, if they spend a bunch of money on Le'Veon Bell, then Lamar Miller's not coming back.
I don't disagree.
You'll find somebody else. You'll get, and you know, again, I don't know. I still don't know what I think of that whole idea. It just depends on the contract they give him. If it's something that's, you know, I don't care how much they pay him as long as it's something that you're not going to be committed to forever. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Yeah, we have been awful sportsy today.
Been incredibly sportsy. Yeah. But guess what?
What?
Dumbass Report won't be sportsy at all.
Good. Good. Neil Ahmad said, barring some weird sports breaking news, y'all can go completely non-sports tomorrow for an hour and a half. Just think he didn't even hit the Rockets today.
No, he didn't. No. Rockets blowing the biggest lead in the history of the whole wide world universe.
Yep. That's
bozos. I just don't care about the Rockets until the playoffs start, right?
I'm with you. It's and yeah, you know, I watch a few games here and there. I mean, I watch a lot of games here and there, but I got to say, it's just it's almost meaningless until they get healthy and get to the playoffs. That was a bad. You don't want to go and choke like that. But
I remember when I started in this business and I felt like I've got to watch every game of every home team. And I still do that with the I watch the Texans games multiple times over. But, like, imagine if I watched every Rockets game or every Astros game.
Well, you'd be
kill myself.
You would be insane if you watched every Rockets game. Unless
but I think there's people who do that.
But, yeah, but they're hardcore fans, you know, and that's
I think there are guys who do our job that do that.
Yeah.
Do you think Charlie watches every Astros game? I assume he does.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I watch more Astros the last 2 years for obvious reasons.
I do too,
reasons,
because they're fun to watch right now.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy watching this iteration of the Rockets, so when I do, it's like pulling teeth. I sit there and I'm like, ugh, this again.
If I have another option, I will watch whatever the other option is. Like if Saturday, well, I was out Saturday, but if I had if it had been, hey, I'm going to watch the fights or I'm going to watch the Rockets.
Watch the fights.
I watch the fights.
Yeah.
If I don't have another option like tonight, well, tonight I have True Detective to catch up on.
There you go.
So
you got an out.
Yeah, but it's not like I don't go out of my way to not watch him. It's just if there's something else, like if a UH game is on, I'm going to watch UH.
And at least last year they were winning so much that you were like, well, I mean, at least that's interesting.
Well, and they were running it up on people too. It was fun to watch.
Like, what are you going to watch for this year? Oh, I wonder if James is going to get 30 tonight. Spoiler alert, he will. That's what they're going to make damn sure he does. It's just not that fun for me anymore.
Yeah, well,
anymore.
I'm skeptical until they get to the playoffs.
I prefer That's to really watch. Where I, am. I prefer to watch the NBA teams that I like watching play. Like if I can catch a Sixers game, I'm watching it. If I can catch a Warriors game, I watch it. I've seen
the Raptors
a lot of Bucks games. I've seen a handful of Raptors games. It's just they don't do it for me.
No, I'm sure the Rockets don't lose any sleep over the fact that you don't watch it. And I don't lose any sleep either because my mattress is from Texas Mattress Makers. Matter of fact, you're going to be doing some stuff with Texas Mattress Makers as well.
Recording a video with Yuval tomorrow.
It'll be fun. And guys, Texas Mattress Makers is the best place to go, period. End of discussion. You want comfort? You want great pricing? They've got all these great mattresses to choose from, including the Amsterdam. And that one's used by professional athletes. I've got the Athens and the London. I love those. They've got something for you. No matter how you sleep, no matter what your budget, they got something for you. You're going to get more comfort, more support with expert help guaranteed. Yuval and his gang, they know everything about these mattresses because they make them and sell them directly to you. So you're saving 50% the minute you walk in the door. Because if you go to a retail store, they're going to mark these things up. They might have even bought the mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. So then they're going to put you on the mattress and helps you sleep better. So you're going to save a bunch of money. You're going to sleep better. And you're doing business with great people who are great in the community. Visit them today. The new store, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, you're almost out of time, and we've been telling you now for
tick-tock, tick-tock, a whole week,
and now we're down to it. Today's the 11th. You know when Valentine's Day is?
Valentine's Day. Last year it was February 14th.
And the year before that, and the year before that, and the year after
I think it's usually February 14th. Yeah, so guess not always.
Guess what? That means you're running out of time. Thankfully, RoseExpress.com is going to bail you out. 25 roses for $39. Or add another 25 roses for an additional $30. So 50 roses for $69. Try to go get that deal anywhere in the city and have them delivered on Valentine's
Impossible.
Day. Impossible. Yeah. How about 75 roses for $99?
Impossible. And these are beautiful, Fred.
They are awesome.
My wife loved hers, and guess what? She's going to get some more because I'm a gentleman.
mine showed hers off at work. And you know, guys, go get these. Here's the thing. You could sell them for twice that amount on Valentine's Day if you want.
Are you a businessman or not?
Yeah. Go get the 100 roses.
Aaron, I know what we're paying you. This is a good opportunity for you.
Yeah, you go get the 100 roses, you give 25 to your wife, and then go sell the other 75, and you make a profit.
Yep, it's simple, it's beautiful, it'll work. Do it now, roseexpress.com. That's roseexpress.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. Well, this went by fast.
Yeah.
Very sportsy. Tomorrow go by fast because it's very shortsy. So
I see what you did.
Yeah, that was awful. And I apologize to God and everyone for that. Let's do a... Yeah, thank you.
Shame.
Thank you.
Shame.
So, speaking of shame, let's do the Dumbass Report.
Let's do it. Let's, where's the best place to start today? Start with this. Let's say, this happens sometimes. A guy will try to scam an old couple, you know, think, oh, I can trick these guys into getting some money.
Yeah, people try to scam old people all the time.
Yeah, a Jamaican guy tried to scam a guy named William Webster, who's 94 years old. They were targeted by a man who peddled a lottery scam over the phone with calls and emails. Keniel Aon Thomas of Jamaica said he told the Websters that he would set their house ablaze or have a sniper shoot them in the back of the head if they didn't pay him thousands of dollars. Well, William Webster is a former FBI and CIA director. Wrong choice. The Websters say they used their knowledge of the FBI to help send him to prison, which a federal judge did on Friday after both spoke to the court.
Not wise, guys.
Don't try to bully former old man FBI CIA agents. The guy actually said the FBI and CIA would never find me. Don't be so sure, bad criminal.
Oh, man. I would have just spent the money on my own sniper.
I mean, that, yeah.
It's like, bring it on, Jamaican.
Let's say you live in a town where there's not a lot of traffic and, you know, you're in Idaho. And
okay, it sucks that I'm in Idaho, but I like that there's no traffic.
There's no traffic, but you are a snowboarder and you're like, you know what would be really fun? Snowboarding through town right now.
Okay.
Except then some traffic came. Unfortunately, while he was going down a mountain road, one brave SUV was traveling up the mountain. That's a death.
Dumbass.
Don't do that.
Don't do death.
Don't do death. How about let's go to Utah? A man was charged Monday with, he's 66 years old, just like you.
Let's stop.
He decided on his birthday that he was going to attempt to hit other vehicles on the road. He was going to moon drivers, and he was going to flip off the cops.
I'm guessing drugs or alcohol was involved.
Well, jail's now involved.
Yeah.
Several guys had to dodge him to avoid a head-on collision. And then they had a chase with speeds reaching 100 miles per hour. Chase ended when Butler drove to his home, parked, then ran into a storage shed. After several minutes, the deputy was able to talk him into peacefully surrendering. Butler was charged with DUI in 2017, but the case was later dismissed, according to court records. He was convicted of alcohol, drug-related reckless driving in 2008. In 1993, he was found guilty and mentally ill on a charge of aggravated assault, and similarly found guilty and mentally ill on a charge of reckless driving in 1998. So he's got a history of this stuff. Not the best driver, not the best citizen, I would say. And finally, you know we love the police around here, Fred. But a Boston cop is now suspended. What do you think he did wrong?
Something wicked bad.
Something wicked bad. All I was doing was I was out bar hopping.
Bar hopping.
I was bar hopping and some strippers just took my gun right off me. What was I supposed to do? So I lost my gun.
Was that a euphemism or?
No, my actual, my service weapon got jacked by a couple strippers. Oddly enough, the officer's not being identified because he is, quote, the victim in this circumstance. He is listed as the number one victim in a Pawtucket police report, showing he frantically called cops early Saturday to report his black 40 caliber Glock 22 semi-automatic was gone. The unnamed officer's service weapon was taken while he was with the women when they stopped at a hotel bar and later a strip club before ending the night in a hotel. He'd been carrying the weapon earlier in the night before locking it up in his car before heading to the strip club. He's been placed on administrative leave with pay because obviously he's the victim here. And they've opened up an internal affairs investigation.
You can't trust these strippers.
These strippers ain't loyal, dog.
And they're going to go for the gun you don't want them to take.
That's right.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah. Well, Freddie, good episode. I got to do Boston accent.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I think that's pretty strong start to the week.
Yep.
We'll have to bounce back tomorrow with some... non-sportsy stuff. Something will happen. I just have a sneaking suspicion there'll be a big sports story tomorrow that we have to deal with.
Probably.
And it'll be Wednesday before.
We hardly discussed that, whatever that fake football thing is going on. We barely even talked about it.
Well, we did about a half a segment on it.
What's your favorite team?
Well, it's not Memphis, I can tell you that.
Is it the San Antonio Commanders?
No, it's probably going to be Orlando because at least they have Steve Spurrier.
Okay.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job by Aaron. Great job by AJ. It was okay today. We will do a short one tomorrow, so please tune in. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.